Over the last few years, we've had a large number of so-called diabetes cardiovascular outcome trials or safety trials that have been completed, and questions have arisen. Have they been worth the cost and effort, and could we do things better? So in terms of what we've learned, we now know about the cardiovascular safety of a number of newer antihyperglycemic agents. And in some cases, with regard specifically empagliflozin, liraglutide, semaglutide, we now know that there's some cardiovascular benefit. We've also learned some previously unexpected adverse events, perhaps an increased risk of heart failure with saxagliptin and alogliptin, perhaps a very small increase in risk of pancreatitis with the DPP-4 inhibitors. So without a doubt, this has been informative. At the same time, these drug trials are expensive. They cost several $100 million each. There's been a lot of money spent on it, and people have questioned whether the money could have been better spent otherwise. I think that certainly the information that we've learned has been very clinically relevant. It has changed our clinical practice, so therefore I would say the money has been well spent, although obviously the cost of these trials eventually lands up being incorporated in the cost of the medications. Can we do things better moving forward? Absolutely. These trials have focused, the completed trials to date, have focused on the high-risk patients, primarily patients with known cardiovascular disease, and they've been about 1.5 to 3 years in duration. So as one of my colleagues say, we've crash-tested these drugs. We've shown that they're safe in our sickest patients, and therefore we're quite comfortable extrapolating the safety to our less sick patients. At the same time, some people have argued that maybe these trials are limited because they've only focused on patients with advanced disease. What about the 80% of our patients with diabetes who do not have known cardiovascular disease? So certainly moving forward, we need longer trials that incorporate a greater proportion of patients without known CVD. In other words, we need study populations more reflective of the patients we see in our daily practice. These trials have also been placebo-controlled, and as we develop more and more efficacy data, it's perhaps inappropriate to compare a new drug against placebo, and would like to see a comparison of a new drug versus another drug where the cardiovascular safety profile is known. People have also questioned the typical MACE or major adverse cardiovascular event primary endpoint, so cardiovascular mortality, non-fatal MI, non-fatal stroke, because in the completed trials, the components of the primary endpoint have not necessarily all gone in the same direction. And there's also suggestion we should be including other relevant endpoints, including heart failure and including renal endpoints. And lastly, moving forward, we certainly have to incorporate to a greater degree patient-reported outcomes. And we also have to include outcomes that are important not just to the regulators and not just to clinicians, but also to the ultimate consumer of the medications, and that, of course, is our patients. So, yes, we've learned a lot over the last few years. We're going to learn a lot more over the next few years, but in our next wave of study designs, we have to be more creative and think of innovative ways of longer trials, lower-risk patients, that will not be as expensive to conduct.